Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Nun Tes. We left off on Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. We are at the two dots, three lines from the bottom of the page. Nis Armelu Onis Garshu. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of Dr. Children, also sponsored in memory of Mr. Leo Schachter, Yitzchak Aryeh Ben Menachem Mendel, who lived his life for Eretz Yisrael, and whose yahrzeit is today on Yom HaAtzmaut, by his grandchildren, the Austin, Tannenbaum, Braun, Leichtung, and Greenberg families in Neshama, Shav, and Aliyah. It is also sponsored by Le'ilu Nishmas Yetafega Bas Yehuda Leib, the mother of Rav Chanuch Teller, whose yahrzeit is today, Dalid Iyar, Neshama, Shav, and Aliyah, also sponsored in honor of Simcha Benjamin HaKohen Ben Yocheved, whose surgery should go well today and lead to a speedy and full Refuah Shlema. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. Today's daf is almost entirely about Psule Kohen Gadol. The Gemara is going to first discuss whether, if you assume that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Bogeres, what if he has Erisin when she's a Bogeres, when she's not yet a Bogeres, and then she becomes a Bogeres. She ages out. She becomes 12 and a half years old. So do we assume that he's not allowed to do Nisuin because at that point she is a Bogeres? Then the Mishnah Namad Aleph is going to talk about the Yisra of a Kohen Gadol to marry an Almana and how inclusive that Isser is, as well as record the machlokas about a Kohen Gadol marrying a Bogeres. The Gemara is going to explain what each Shita is based on as far as the Bogeres is concerned, and we're also going to talk about the machlokas whether Almana includes Almana Mina Erisin, or why Almana includes Almana Mina Erisin, how we derive that halacha as well. The Gemara is also going to talk about the Hagdara of a Zona, who's a Psul Kahuna for all Kohanim, not just Kohen Gadol, and whether Bias Behema, the Zomid Beis is going to be about Bias Behema, whether Nisha, that's Nivellus Mi Behema, is Kasha Lukuhuna, whether that makes her a Zona or not. So Shem will get to all of that. Let's begin three lines from the bottom of the page at the two dots. Nisar Malon Iskarshu. So we said that if a woman becomes an Almana or becomes a Grusha after having Nisuin, so Psulos, she becomes Pasul Lukuhuna in the sense that she's not allowed to go back to eating her father's truma if she's a Bas Kohen. But Mina Erisin, we said she would be kosher. If she becomes an Almana or a Grusha after having Erisin and she's a Bas Kohen, she can go back to eating her father's truma. So the Mishnah is going to tell us the sheet of Rabbi Meir that in today's daf we're going to see that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Bogeres because he darshens the Pasuk v'hu isha bivsuleha yikach, that he's not allowed to marry a Bogeres because kalu bisuleha, that a Bogeres is bisulim is not fully intact, and therefore a Kohen Gadol, it seems strange to our modern sensibility certainly, is only allowed to marry a Kitana or a Nara. Once a girl is already a Bogeres, when she's 12 and a half years old, too old for a Kohen Gadol to marry. So, by Minei Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef Yishmuel, Kohen Gadol Shekidesh as a Kitana, if a Kohen Gadol is Mekadesh a Kitana, like he's supposed to, but then Ubagra Tachtav, they had a long engagement, so she becomes a Bogeres while she's still awaiting Nisuin. So, Mahu, is he allowed to do Nisuin on her when she is in fact a Bogeres already? Basar Nisuin Azlinan, do we say when the Torah tells me v'hu isha b'vsula yikach that yikach is going on nisuin, that at the time of the nisuin she still needs to be a besula, and therefore this woman is going to be asur to him, even though at the time that the relationship began, at the time that he was makadishur, she was still a katana or a nara? O basar erisin azlinan, or do we look at the time of erisin? Do we assume that when the Torah says yikach that he has to take a besula, that means he has to do kiddushin on a besula, but he could do Nisuin whenever. He could do Nisuin even after that. He has to do Kiddushin rather on a Ketan or a Nara, on a non-Bogeres. But he could do Nisuin even after she matures, even after she becomes older. So Amar Lei, so Shmuel said to Rebbe Bar Yosef, to Nisuha. You know why we're having this conversation here? Because the Raya is from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that those women who are Asr to a Kohen, that Nisarmalu o Nisgarshu, if they became Almanos or they became Grushos, Mina Nisuin, after having Nisuin, that were Pasul to a Kohen, so then Psulos, then they're not allowed to go back to eat the Trumas Beis Aviyah, and if she's a Bas Kohen, because she became, by through the Bia, she became a Chalala, meaning she was a Grusha the Kohen Edyot, she was an Almana the Kohen Gadol, and so it was a marriage that was not permissible, and then it was a full marriage, it was a Nisuin in such a marriage, so then when that marriage ends, she can't go back and eat her father's Truma, because she is now a Chalala, but Mina Erisin, but if she didn't have Nisuin in those forbidden marriages, then Ksheros, and the marriage ends before Nisuin, when it's still Be'erisin, then she is allowed to go back and eat her father's Truma. So from the fact that it says in our Mishnah that Nisalmanu Niskarishu Mina Erisin, that she's Kasher, so you see that by Psule Kuhuna, we only look at Nisuin, that we're not bothered by Erisin, that the Nisuin is what asks her, and not the Erisin. So if that's the case, the Kohen Gadol is Mekadesh HaKatana, and then she becomes a Bogeris after the Erisin, he should not be allowed to do the Nisuin. Because even though the Kiddushin was Beheter, when we look at Psule Kuhuna, we don't look at the Kiddushin, we look at the Nisuin. So if at the time of the Nisuin she was a Bogeris, it would be also for him to marry her. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Bar Yosef said back to Shmuel, L'shaviyo Chalala lo kami bayli. No, I wasn't Mesupak whether she becomes a Chalala through the Erisin or not. I know she's not going to become a Chalala through this Erisin. To be a Hidim Shavi Chalala, there's no doubt what makes a woman a Chalala. She only becomes a Chalala through Bia. So if she's Nisalmenes Mina Erisin, she does not become Pasal to Yitruma, and she does not become Pasal to Kohen Hedyot, because she's not a Chalala. Ki kami bayli, the whole suffix that I had was in how to teach the Pasuk. Vuhu isha bivsuleha yikach. My kicha de kiddushin, what is the kicha mean? Kicha de kiddushin be'inan? Or kicha de nisuin be'inan? Do we say that the kicha is about the kiddushin, and that's what we're saying, that by the kiddushin he has to make sure that she's a full-fledged besula, meaning she's not yet a bogeres? Or kicha de nisuin be'inan? That we have to make sure that the nisuin even happens when she's a full-fledged besula, and therefore not yet a bogeres. So Amalei, so Shmuel responded, Hanami tenisua. We learned that in the Mishnah as well, because it tells us about a Kohen Hedyot that's Eris as Almana, that has Eris with an Almana who's Muteris to him. He's allowed to be with an Almana, he's a Kohen Hedyot. And then, Vinismana Lios Kohen Gadol, the Mishnah tells us that if while he was a Kohen Hedyot, he had Erisin, and then they told him, good news, you were just appointed Kohen Gadol, but now he has a Shaila, he has Erisin with an Almana, so is he allowed to go through with his marriage now that he's a Kohen Gadol? So Yichnos, that he is allowed to go through with the marriage, because at the time of the Erisin, she was Muteris to him. So you see that you look at the Shas Erisin, so we hear also by a Katana that was Neskadish to a Kohen Gadol, and then became a Bogeres, we should say she's Muteris to the Kohen Gadol, because you look at the Shas Erisin. So it says, no, Shaini Asam, Tichsiv, Yikach Isha. By an Alman of the Kohen Gadol, the Pasuk says, Kiyum Besulim Me'amav, Yikach Isha. So the word Isha is extra, and therefore we darshin that you look at the time of the Erisin. And therefore, if he was Ma'aris and Almana, and then he became a Kohen Gadol, he's allowed to marry her. But a Katana Shabagra, we don't have that Pasuk. We don't have an extra Pasuk to tell me about what you do about a Kohen Gadol who's Mekadesh Katana, and then she becomes a Bogeres. So ask the Gemara, if from the word Isha we're able to be Marba, that you look at the Shas Erisin, so Achanamik said Isha. By Ketani Shabagra, we should apply the same word. Take that same word Isha and tell me from the word Isha, we learn that you look at Erisin. Whether it be Legabe the Halacha of Almana Lekoyen Gadol, or whether it be Legabe the Halacha of a Bogeris Lekoyen Gadol. Either way, if you're looking at Shas Erisin and everything was good at Shas Erisin, then he should be allowed to marry her. So why isn't it the same drasha? So says the Gemara answers, the mashmos of the pasuk is achas v'lo shtayim, that from the word isha we can only be marba one extra heter and not two, and therefore we only darshan that not the case of almana is muteres, but not a case of a bogeres. Umari isha, well why? Meaning if you know that you can only darshan one heter out of this word, and you have two potential heterim to darshan, you could either darshan that when if he did Erisin when he was not yet Kohen Gadol on an Almana, that he's allowed to then go through with it, even though now he's the Kohen Gadol, he could do any soon. Or you could darshan that is when he did Erisin, she was a Katana or Nara, and now that he wants to do Nisun, she's a Bogeres, that he can go through with it. Mari Isa, how do you know to darshan the first drasha and not the second drasha? So says Gemara, ha ishtani gufa, ha lo ishtani gufa. Big difference. By a Bogeres, she went through a physical change. So it's less likely to say, it's all the same. say, and we just look at the kiddushin, because she her body physically changed, and therefore there's more reason to assume that that's a significant enough change to change the landscape of the halacha over here. Whereas an almana where the guy just became appointed kohen gadol, nothing happened to her. She didn't physically change. She didn't even halachically change. He changed, right? He became the kohen gadol on a halachic level. So in such a case, it's more likely that that's what the Torah was trying to be marbe when the Torah said isha. Now the there is this iser of a bu'ula l'kohen gadol, meaning this iser of bogeris that we're talking about now, we're about to see in the Mishnah, is really machlokas tanaim, but it's based on the pasuk of v'hu isha b'vesuleho yikach, that a kohen gadol is only allowed to marry a woman who is fully a besula. So the Achronim discuss, what is the gedder of the iser of a bu'ula l'kohen gadol? Do we assume that it's an iser asei? That's what it sounds like from the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Ayin Reish Beis, that it's a lav haba mechlal asei, or do we assume that it's not an iser asei, it's a mitzvah asei, that who isha b'vesula yikach, that he's supposed to marry a besula, that he's a mitzvah asei to marry a besula, and that's what the Ramban sounds like, meaning for sure the way the Torah phrases it is b'loshon asei. The Torah doesn't say b'ula lo yikach, it says b'vesuleho yikach. Question is, how do you touch that up? Is that a mitzvah to marry a besula, or is it an iser asei not to marry a b'ula? Nafkamina might be if in a case where you have a situation that the mitzvah for a kohen gadol to marry a besula comes across another asei that tells the kohen to stay married to her, where he would have to marry someone who's not a besula. So do we assume that you're going to have the klal of the Torah of asei dochalos asei, that if the gedder of the mitzvah of the kohen gadol to marry a besula is dafka mitzvah asei like any other mitzvah asei, so another mitzvah asei is not going to be dochid because ein asei docha asei. But if the hagdara is that it's an isra asei, it could be that we'll apply asei dochalos asei on an isra asei even if not on a mitzvah asei. So where do you have such a case? So the Rambam in Hilchos Yibum Parag Vav Halach Yud discusses if a yavama was asura to the yavam with an isra la, or with Nisra say, he really min adin, he should be miyabim her, because yibum is a mitzvah say, and whenever you have an asay in los asay, the klal is asay is dochalos asay. But the chamur goes there not to be miyabim her. So the Achronim ask on the Rambam, it sounds like that without the gzeres chachamim, it would be the asay of yibum would be docha, the asay that asers her to him. But I ain't asay docha asay, so it sounds like the Rambam holds that that's only by a mitzvah asay, but by an iser asay, an asay is docha, an asay. That's what the Pnei Yeshua writes based on the Mishnah LeMelech, that he quotes the name of the Rashba, that even though an asay is not docha an asay, but an asay of isurei bia, like an asay Dimitri Verdomi, since it's a lav haba mechlal asay, an asay is going to be docha. It's going to have that characteristic of a lav. Even though lav haba mechlal asay, you don't get malchus, it has a din of an asay legabe many other halachos, but as far as being nidche by another asay, we're going to say it has a din of a los asay, that asay is docha los asay. So b'ula the kohen gadol has another reason that it's ein shava b'kol. It's an asay that's unique to the kohen gadol, and therefore an asay would be docha. So it sounds like an asay of kohen gadol, that the asay of the kohen gadol to take a besula is not considered a lav haba mechal asay like a mitzvah adomi. But there's another reason why it's nidcha, because it's a lav she'ein shava b'kol. That's what the Pnei Yeshua writes, that there's a second reason why it might be nidcha from an asay, simply because it's not shava b'kol. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. Now we're in the Mishnah now. So says the Mishnah, kohen gadol lo yisal mana. So one of the din of the kohen gadol, the Torah says v'hu isha b'vesula yikach almana ugrusha v'chalal zona asay lo yikach ki im b'sula me'amav yikach isha. So the Mishnah is going to list the women who are usher to a kohen gadol but not usher to a kohen hadyot. So a kohen gadol is lo yisa almana. He's not allowed to marry an almana. Sefer HaChinuch says, because by nisui almana there are machshavos zaros. There are always, as long as there's been a previous marriage, so there's always some thoughts from outside of this marriage. So it has to be absolute purity for the kohen gadol. So he's not allowed to marry an almana. Bein almana min eirusin, whether she's an almana who only had eirusin, who only had kiddushin with her original husband, meaning even from eirusin she's called an almana. It's just that there's only the lav of almana lo yikach. You don't violate the assay of who isha b'vsula yikach, because she only had eirusin, so she's still a b'sula. So it's only the lav of not marrying an almana. And certainly if she's an almana min anisun, where it's a violation of both, that she's an almana and she's not a basula. Velo yisa, and you also should not marry es habogeres. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, machshirin bibogeres, machlokas tanoim, the Tanakama, Rabbi Meir holds that he's not allowed to marry a bogeres, and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon are machshir to marry a bogeres. So the reason he's not allowed to marry a bogeres, the Gemara is going to darshin, as we alluded to before, because the pasuk says, v'hu isha bibsula yikach, and we darshin that a bogeres only has miktsas besulim, her besulim is not fully intact. So Sefer HaChinuch writes that the reason for this din is that the ikar atov that a person has is that from machshavos of tahara and nekius, and therefore for the Kohen Gadol we have to have an extra high level of tahara and nekius, so he should be nisdabik with an isha, with a woman that never had a machshava of another man. That's kodesh kadashim. But only a bu'ula who had a machshava with another person, with another man, so that's where she, it wasn't just potential, it was minakoach alapoel, so she becomes asur to him. Meaning we're not going to, even though ideally we'd like to say that any woman who ever had a machshava of another man would be pasul to him, we can't do that, there's no way to legislate that, so we say okay, a bu'ula, where it went minakoach alapoel, where it actually, she actually was with another man, she's going to be asurah to him. But a bogeres, even without a maisis pasul, says the Sefer HaChinuch, because since she's already of an age where there's a yetzer hara that exists, so we so there's an assumption that there are machshavos zaros, and therefore for the Kohen Gadol, for the person who's kodesh kadashim, the Reb Meir's shita is he can't marry someone who even could have had such machshavos. Whereas Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon are machshir by a bogeres. There's no such iser. They darshan the psukim differently, that there's no such iser for Kohen Gadol to marry a bogeres. And then in the brackets, v'lo yisa es mukas eitz. Kohen Gadol also should not marry a woman who had some sort of accident that ruined her besulim, meaning not a maisabia, she was a mukas eitz that took away her besulim. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, almana lo yikach. Pasuk says, almana grusha v'chal zona seila lo yikach. So the brisa darshans, Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an almana, bein almana min erisin, bein almana min erisuin. Regardless of when she became an almana, whether it was after erisin or after nisuin. So it says more pshita that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an almana min erisin min nisuin, because an almana means any type of almana. So obviously it means regardless of whether it was erisin or nisuin. So it says more ma'u detema leilif almana mitamar. I might have thought that almana means only almana min nisuin, because I might have thought to define the term almana based on the way it's used earlier in the Torah, the first time in the Torah when it talks about tamar. That Mala Alan, just like Tamar in Sefer Bereishis, Yehuda tells Tamar that Shavi Almana Beis Avicha, I digdol Sheila Bini. He tells her to go back as an Almana Beis Avicha until Sheila becomes of age to marry her. So that means Minani Suin. That the Mitzius over there was that she was an Almana Minani Suin. So I might think that's the definition of Almana. And therefore, Afkan, over here also, where it tells me that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almana Minani Suin, that it means only Minanisuin, so Kamash Milan. That's why I need the Brisa to tell me that even an Almana Mina Erisin is included in the Isra Almana. The Ramban points out that even though I already know the Isra of Almana Mina Erisin, because it says Kiim Besula Me'amav Yikach Isha, so I don't need the Pasuk of Almana to tell me an Almana Mina Erisin is Aser. He has to marry Besula. If she's an Almana Mina Erisin, she's not a Besula. So the Ramban says, yeah, but to make it not only a mitzvah sase, but a mitzvah slo sase as well. Kiim Besula Me'amav Yikach. Is a mitzvah sasei. So the hava mina is that almana only includes almana min nisuin. She's already usher because of besula, because he's only allowed to marry a besula. Yeah, but this makes it a lo sasei as well. So kamash milan, that's why I need to tell, I need to be told, I need the brisa to tell me that it's bein almana min erisin Bein almana mina nisuin. Ve'ima achinami. But says where that havamina sounded really great, that you want to define almana based on the way it's used by Tamar, that it only means an almana mina nisuin. Why isn't that the maskana? Why isn't it only an almana mina nisuin? So says where dumyu de grusha, because we compare the din of almana to usasa to kohen gadol to grusha who's also aser. Ma grusha bein mina erisin bein mina nisuin. Af almana bein mina erisin bein mina nisuin. Just like a grusha is aser, whether it was a grusha from Erisin or it was a grusha from Nisuin, so to almana is asur, whether it's an almana from Erisin or an almana from Nisuin. From Rashi, it sounds like grusha l'kohen gadol is a davar pashut, that she's asur to a kohen gadol even min ha'erisin. Like, that doesn't even warrant discussion. Meaning, just like it's so obvious that a grusha is already asur even min ha'erisin, so too an almana is going to be asur min ha'erisin. However, Tosos in Dibra Maskel Dumya sounds not that way, because Tosos asks on the Teretz of the Gemara, maybe we should learn that a Gerusha is also like an Almana. That just like Almana, we can define based on the story of Tamar as being only an Almana min anisuin. Maybe Gerusha should be an Isser only if she's a Gerusha min anisuin. Meaning that point should be brought into question also, Tosa says. Maybe Gerusha means only a Gerusha min anisuin. So Tosa says, no, but when you have a possibility to be Makish Lukula Luchumra, you always go with the Hekish Luchumra, and therefore we ask the Kohen Gadol by an Almana min anisuin as well. Furthermore, Tosa says that since a grusha is asur to a kohen hediot as well, so she's asura bein min erisin bein min anisuin. But by a kohen gadol, if we would not have said dumyu de grusha, we would have learned from Tamar that she's asur dafka min anisuin. But it's the fact that it's megala by a kohen hediot. Kohen hediot, there's no din of a basula. So kohen hediot, it shouldn't make a difference if she's a grusha min erisin min anisuin, and it doesn't. So even mitzad the kohen hediot shabo, she's asur as a grusha min erisin, and that's why it's obvious to the Gemara that she's going to be asur as a grusha is an issa that applies to erusin, not only to nisuin. Now the pasuk says almana grusha v'chalal zona es eile lo yikach. So there's a special issa for kohen gadol to marry a grusha, even though she's already asur, even when he's a kohen hediot, she's already asur. So Tosos in Maseches Nazir points out that the Torah writes an additional lav by the kohen gadol, lav or lav b'shnei lavin, and Tosos says tzorachiyun. Why we need shnei lavin for she's already asur to him as a kohen hediot? So why we need shnei lavin to tell me that a grusha is asur? So Tosos points out in Dibra Maskul Dumya, like we just said, that grusha to a kohen Hediot is min ha'erisin, so you can't say that a grusha to a kohen gadol would be min ha nisuin, because a kohen gadol can't be more kal than a kohen hediot. Now the Minchas Chinuch writes within the sheet of Tosfos in Nazir that a kohen gadol's loka al grusha shtayim, one midin grusha le kohen hediot and the other midin grusha le kohen gadol, meaning these are two separate isurim. So it could be that Tosfos's cheshbin is not correct then. Meaning if you assume that these are two separate isurim, it's not the same Isser Grusha you had as a Kohen Hediot, now you have that same Isser by Grusha as Kohen Gadol. No, it could be there are two separate Lavin. Grusha by Kohen Hediot is Mina Erisin, and Grusha by Kohen Gadol, the extra Lav of Grusha by Kohen Gadol, is only Mina Nisuin. So exactly how to do that Cheshbin, meaning Tosa seems to be assuming that when we Asser Grusha to a Kohen Gadol, it's a repeat of the same iser of a grusha l'kohen hadyot, and therefore it has to follow the same agdara as a grusha l'kohen hadyot, and that he also has that din of a kohen hadyot. I mean, it's not that he no longer has the iser of a grusha l'kohen hadyot; he only has the new iser of a grusha l'kohen gadol. Because if that were the case, then it wouldn't make sense that you'd be able to say the cheshbin that it wouldn't make sense that a kohen gadol would be more kal than a kohen hediot, and by a grusha kohen hediot means min ha'erisin, and by a kohen gadol means min hanisuin. Okay, so anyway, so says the Gemara now, lo yisas abogeres, that the Tanakhama in our Mishnah said that he's not allowed to marry bogeres, whereas Rabbi Elazar and Shimon said he is allowed to marry bogeres. So Tanur Rabbanan, we have a brisa. Torah tells us v'hu isha bivsu leha yikach. So we darshan the word bivsu leha, that prat lebogeres shekal la bivsu leha. Rav Meir darshans that excludes a bogeres because her basulim is not fully intact. Rav Meir, Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon makshirim bivogeres, but they allow bogeres. So b'maykamifki, what is the nukudas amachlokas between Rav Meir on the one hand and Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon on the other hand with regard to a bogeres? So the pasuk says v'hu isha bivsu leha yikach. So Rav Meir, holds that if the pasuk would have said bisula, just the word bisula, that uvuisha bisula yikach afilu mitzas bisula mashma, that would imply that even if she only has mitzas bisulim, she's a bogeres, that she would be kosher l'koyin gadol. But bisuleha with the extra yud sounds like it's not enough to have mitzas bisulim. Adika kala bisulim sounds like the bisulim needs to be fully intact. So therefore, by the time she's a bogeres, her bisulim is not fully intact, and that's also to a koyin gadol. And then the extra base, bivsuleha, doesn't say bisuleha, it says bivsuleha, the extra base is to be mema'it women who are asuros, to say that dafkala, that dafka benivala b'makum bisuleha, she becomes possible. B'kedarka in, shalo kedarka lo. She only becomes asur to a kohen gadol if what happened to her was a bia kedarka. But if what happened was a bia shalo kedarka, then she will not become asur to the kohen gadol. That's how Rabbi Meir darshens the pasuk, and that's how he lands with the idea that a bogeres is asur the kohen gadol. But Reb Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Savri, Reb Lazar, Rabbi Shimon hold bisula from just the word bisula, had it said b'hu isha bisula yikach bisula shleima mashma, I would have thought that includes only someone whose bisulim is fully intact, and that a bogeres is asura to a kohen gadol. Comes along the extra yud bisuleha afilu mitzas bisulim, tells me even if she just has some bisulim, she's still kosher to the kohen gadol, and therefore a bogeres is kosher to the kohen gadol. Then what do I do with the extra beis bivsuleha? That it says the extra beis at the beginning of the word. Achu kol bisuleha kayamin. That bein bikedarka bein shalo kedarka. That a woman is not mutaris to the kohen gadol until her bisulim is fully kayam. Not meaning that, not referring to bogeris now, but referring to that she couldn't have lost her bisula through an act of bia. Her bisulim through an act of bia in any which way, any type of act of bia, meaning there are two levels that there's a pagam in the basulim. One way is that a woman becomes old enough that the basulim is just not as strong, it's just not as tight as it was, and the other way there could be a pagam in the basulim is bia shalo kedarka. So which drush are you going to make to apostle for a kohen gadol? So Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon say if the first way happens that she becomes a bogeres, nah, she's still kosher to the kohen gadol. That's right. I learned from the Yud. If the second thing happens, that she has a Bia Shalo Kedarka, she's going to be Pasul. That's what I learned from the Beis. Whereas Rabbi Meir learns the reverse. Amar Avidom Rav, Nivela Shalo Kedarka, Psula Lukuna. The Rav says if she has Bia Shalo Kedarka, that will Pasul her to a Kohen Gadol. Meaning Kohen Gadol is only allowed to marry a Psula. Even just having had Bia Shalo Kedarka makes her Pasul to a Kohen Gadol. So Masav Rava, Rava challenges that we have a Brisa. The Torah tells us that Ki Matze Yish Nara Psula, if a man finds a Nara Psula and he's Shachavima and he sleeps with her, so he's got to pay the Aviya Nara 50 Kasef, meaning if he's Ma'anes a girl, Velotia Leisha. And the Torah tells us, and part of the penalty that he has to pay is that he has to marry her, because tachas hasharina luichol shalchu kol yamav, he has nisri, he's never allowed to divorce her. That's only if she's interested in marrying him. But if she's interested, he has no choice in the matter. So you see that if someone is ma'anes a nara besula, you got to pay chamishim kasef to the aviya nara, and you have to marry her. So the brisa darshan said the chiv of the ones of the ma'anes, the man who's ma'anes the woman to marry her. To marry his anusa is only bi'isha ru'uyalo. It's only if it otherwise, had they not met under such unfortunate circumstances, if they otherwise would have been a proper shidduch. Prat la'almana l'kohen gadol. But if the woman he chose to be ma'anes was an almana, mina irisin obviously because she's a psula, but was an almana and he's a kohen gadol, or grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyot, she was a grusha v'chalutza and he's a kohen hedyot, then he does not have to marry her because he has an isser to her. Say, echidami, what type of bi'as onus Ones is the Brisa talking about that a Kohen Gadol, we're saying, oh, if a Kohen Gadol decides that his victim is going to be an Almana, the woman that he victimized is going to be an Almana, that he's not obligated of Lo Siya Li'isha, he doesn't have to go and marry her. What's the case? Ilema B'Kedarka, if he was Ma'anis her Kedarka in a normal Bia, Ma'ir Yomisham Almana, why would you say that she's puzzled him because she's an Almana? She's puzzled him anyway. Tabulim Shem Davila Bu'ula, by the time he was finished being Ma'anis her, she was a Bu'ula, Elulav Shalokadarka. It must be that when he was Ma'anis her Shalokadarka. And we said, and what's the psul? Mishum Almana in Mishum Bu'ula Lo. Apparently, that doesn't make her a Bu'ula. That it only makes her an Almana. She does not become Aser Midin Bu'ula. So you see that Bia Shalokadarka does not make a woman into a Bu'ula. So that's a Kasha on Rabbi Yehuda Merav, who said that even when a woman is Nivela Shalokadarka, she's considered a Bu'ula and she is Pasal Lukuna. So from the case of a Kohen Gadol being Ma'anes, a woman, Shalokadarka, and us saying, oh, but if she's an Almana, he doesn't have a mitzvah to see the Isha. Sounds like she does not become a Bu'ula when he's Ma'anes Shalokadarka. So says the Gemara, the Brice is talking about where he was Ma'anes or Shalokadarka, but it's not a Kasha in Riyudam Rav. Hamani Rabbi Meir he. That Brice that says that he's only not allowed to marry her because she's an Almana, is going like the Shita of Rav Meir, who holds that the word bisuleha teaches us achu kol bisuleha kayamin, and a bogeris that doesn't have kol bisuleha kayamin is usher to a kohen gadol, and the bays of bisuleha teaches us that bia shalokadarka does not possible her to a kohen gadol. So even though in a chinami it's possible that bia shalokadarka would make a woman into a bu'ula, but Rabbi Meir holds that bia shalokadarka does not possible a woman from a kohen gadol, and that's what that price is assuming. V'rav dama k'rav lazar, but Rav, who says that bia shalokadarka does pasul l'kohen gadol, does make her a bu'ula, holds like Rav Lazar that it passes her to a kohen gadol as well. He darshens from the beis in bivisuleha that even bia shalokadarka will pass her to the kohen gadol. So frek the gemara, but ikar Rav Lazar. But if we're assuming like Rav Lazar, my iri mishum bu'ula typically dahavi lazona. Forget about the fact that she's a bu'ula; she's also to a kohen anyway, even to a kohen hedyot, because the chora she should become a zona if it's a bia shalokadarka. Tamar Rav Lazar panu yabala pnuya shalol. Shame Ishus, I saw a zona that if a single guy sleeps with a single girl, even just shalol shame Ishus, that alone is enough to make her into a zona. So shouldn't this make her a zona? So the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, Kagon Shenivul Behema. Now we're going to take a big turn in the whole discussion of the daf. From here on, we're going to be talking about Nivela Lebehema. But what's the answer? Rav Yosef says that when Rav says that a Bu'ula Shalokadarka is possible to Kohen Gadol, he wasn't talking about when she was Nivela Al Yidei Adam. That she'd be Asur to every Kohen if she was Nivela Al Yidei Adam Shalokadarka. She'd be a Zona. She'd be Asur to every Kohen. But the case is where she was Nivela Lebehema Shalokadarka. So then, in such a case, she's also only to the Kohen Gadol because she is a Bu'ula, because she was the Bia asered her, but she does not become a Zona because she did not have Bia with another human being. Now the Rishonim raised the question, how do I know that Rav asers her Mishum Bu'ula Shalokadarka, the Kohen Gadol? Maybe he asers her to any Kohen Mishum Zona. Meaning when we said that Panay Abala Panuya Asa Zona, right, that Rabbi says Panay Abala Panuya Asa Zona, how do I know that Rav only asked her Mishum Bu'ula Shalokadarka into a Kohen Gadol, right? So meaning we were asking on Rav, maybe in a Chinami, Rav says that she's a Zona and she's asked to every Kohen. So the Marsha says from the fact that Rav said his statement on our Mishnah in connection to our Mishnah, and our Mishnah is only about Kohanim Gedolim, so that's how we know when Rav said his original statement that Amar Vidom Rav that Nivela Shalokadarka Psula Lukuhuna, he meant Psula Lukuna Gedola, but not Psula Lukuna in general. If he meant Psula Lukuhin in general, then there's no stira to Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar also says Psula Lukuna, that she becomes a Zona. So that's what the Marsha says. Even though he only used the words Psula Lukuna, we know that he meant Kuna Gedola and not just regular Kuna because of the context within which he said it. So now ask the Gemara. Amalei Abaye. Abaye says to Rabbi Yosef, how can he be Mechalik the din of bu'ula from the din of a zona. Mimanashach, I bu'ula havya, if you're going to say that bi'ilas behema is considered a bi'a, and therefore she becomes also to a kohen gadol because she's a bu'ula, so zona nami havya, she should be considered a zona as well. Meaning, if this is a bi'a, it's a bi'a. So it makes her a bu'ula, and it also makes her a zona. V'zona lo havya, and if you're not going to consider bi'as behema enough to make her a zona, well then bu'ula nami lo havya, it shouldn't make her a bu'ula either. So why is she going to be usher through that bi'a to a kohen gadol? V'chitema, maybe you're going to say that bi'as behema is not considered bi'a, and it does not make her a zona. And when we said that she becomes usher to a kohen gadol through that bi'a, it's not because she's a bu'ula. Midadavia mukaseit shelo kadarka. Maybe it should be treated just like a mukaseit, and a mukaseit even shelo kadarka is going to usher, because we said in the Mishnah in the Mishnah Namad Aleph that a mukaseit shelo kadarka is also usher to a kohen gadol. So maybe nivelas the behema shelo kadarka is also puzzled to a kohen gadol. So it says, no. A mukaseit may be possible to a kohen gadol, but there's no way a mukaseit shelo kedarka becomes possible to a kohen gadol, because then ein l'davar sof imkein ein l'cha isha shekshir l'kuna. No woman would ever be kosher to a kohen gadol, because mukaseit shelo kedarka means that something has entered anally into the woman at some point in her life. Shalonasas mukaseit im ein l'cha isha shekshir l'kuna shalonas mukaseit alidetz. Every woman went to the bathroom at some point, and if she went to the bathroom, she had to wipe herself. So if she wiped herself, everyone is a mukaseit shelo kedarka. There's no such thing as someone who has had no trauma to that area in shelo kedarka. So it can't possibly mean, when we say that there's a psul of mukaseit to kohen gadol, that it's talking about mukaseit shelo kedarka. Ella amar abizera bimema enes. No, the Rav who says that a bu'ula shelo kedarka is asr to kohen gadol might be talking about a katana yisoma, right? Her father died. Her mother and her brother married her off. She had bia shelo kedarka, and then she did miyun on her husband to leave the marriage. Where then she's rav pasul to a kohen gadol mishum bu'ula. So there's no additional iser to become pasul on account of. She never received a get from him, so she's not a grusha. Her husband never died, so she's not a lamana. She's not a zona because the bia that she had was in the context of marriage. So all that she has is that she's a bu'ula. That's the case that rav was talking about a bu'ula kohen gadol. So you want to know what's the Echitimtza, where a Bu'ula, the Kohen Gadol, becomes Asura, and she's not already Asura on account of something else? It's a case of Mema Enes. Amr of Simon Barchia, Nivela Lebehema, if a woman is Nivelas Lebehema, even Kedarka, Ksheir Lakuna, she's allowed to marry a Kohen Gadol, because she's considered only a Mukaseitz, and if you assume that a Mukaseitz is Mutaris a Kohen Gadol, a Nivela Lebehema is also Mutar to a Kohen Gadol. So Tanya Namiyachi, we have a Brisa that says just like that, Nivela Misheino Ish, if a woman is Nivelas to someone who is not a human. Afal pisha beskila, even though if there were Edim and Asra'a, she'd be chayiv skila, but if there were no Edim and Asra'a, ksher lakuna, then she's going to be kosher lakuna. That's how Rashi understands that if there were no Edim and Asra'a, she'd be ksher lakuna. The Miri says, no, afal pisha neskelis, lo nasa zona, li pasa lakuna. No, I mean, even with Edim and Asra'a, she'll get skila, just doesn't mean she's a zona, that pasal so lakuna. Those are two separate things. She gets skila for the act, but it doesn't label her a zona that would become pasal lakuna. So until Bezin gets around to stoning her, she can marry a Kohen. So Kias Rav Dimi Amar Maisa Briba Achas. Rav Dimi told the story of a one young lady Behisalu in a place called Hisalu. Shaisa Mechabedes Sabayis. She was just doing house cleaning. Verva a Kelev Kufri, and this Kelev Kufri, a certain type of dog, came Meachra from behind her and was Roveya her from behind. So it was Bia Shalom Kedarka with a behema. Vichshiru Rabbi Lukuna, and Rabbi said that she's mutter to a Kohen Gadol. So Amr Shmuel ul Kohen Gadol. Shmuel said Rabbi was even makshir to a Kohen Gadol. So says Gemara, Rabbi was makshir to a Kohen Gadol. That's historically totally inaccurate. Be made Rabbi Kohen Gadol mihava. There were no Kohenim Gadol in the days of Rabbi. The Churban Abayis was in the days of Yochanan Zakkai, in the early days of the Tanaim. Rabbi was from the last of the Tanaim. So what do you mean, right? Shchar Beis Hamikdash, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was one that made all the takanas after the Churban Abayis. So Rabbi wasn't around at the time of that they were Kohanim Gadolim. Elu Ru'i L'Kohen Gadol. No, what he meant to say is she would have been Ru'i to a Kohen Gadol had there been a Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara explains the source for the idea that a Nevelas Behema does not become Asur to a Kohen Gadol. Amalei Rava Mi Parkin L'Ravashi. Rava Mi Parkin said to Ravashi. Parkin is the name of a place apparently. Mi Noha Mil Sadam Rabbanan Ein Zus L'Behema. Where do we learn this din that someone who's in Nevelas Behema is not considered a Zona and does not become Pasul Lakuna? And if she's in the Nisua, she doesn't become Asra to her husband, even though if there were Edom and Asra, she'd be Chayiv Misa. Dichsiv lo savi esnan zona mechir kelev, that there's Nisur of bringing esnan zona mechir kelev as a carbon. But esnan ke utnan, and the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Tmura that it's only esnan zona and mechir kelev. But if it were the reverse, if it's esnan kelev, if a person says to a zona, take this sheep and have beer with my kelev, or mechir zona, that she was a shivcha zona and he switched, he exchanged her for a tleh, mutarin, those tleim would be mutar to be makav on the mizbeach. Shneimar gam shneim shneim v'lo arba. We see that only two and not four cases of isur. So an esnan kelev and a mechir zona are mutar. So since you don't have a shame esnan on the tleh that was given in exchange for bia with a kelev, so you see that the Torah doesn't consider bia with a kelev a real bia. Otherwise, it would have a status of esnan. Tan rabbanan anusas atzmo v'koin gadol z'ma'anis a woman mefutas atzmo mefata woman lo yisa. He's not allowed to marry her because he's only allowed to marry a basula. But if they do get married, they are married. Anusas chavero, mefutas chavero, if she was nensa or mefuta from someone else, lo yisa, he's not allowed to marry her. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry her. V'im nasa, and if he did, Rav Lazar ben Yaakov Omer, havlad chalal, any offspring is going to be a chalal. V'cham mom Rav Vlad kasher, he for sure has to divorce her, but the Vlad is kasher. So im nasa nasa, amravuna amrav umosi began. Even though we said the Kohen Gadol on Anusas Atzmo is married if he marries her, but he's not allowed to stay married. He does have to be motzi her with a get. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the bottom of Nuntes Amud Beis. Have a good day, everybody. Bye-bye.